This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry appeared on C-SPAN last week and was asked about the duties of the state's chief legal officer.
Over the last couple of decades, you've seen the role of attorney generals become more and more important as the federal government has encroached more and more on the state's ability to govern itself. And you've seen attorney generals push back on those particular federalism issues.
Asked for specifics, he seemed to contradict the spirit, if not the fact, of, quote, pushing back on federalism.
We've got a plethora of issues that we're working on the civil side. We just created a federalism department working on important constitutional issues. On the criminal side, one of the biggest sections is a Medicaid fraud unit to help root out corruption, fraud, waste, and abuse in the Medicaid system.
Medicaid is, of course, primarily a federally funded and regulated program. The AG was also asked about sanctuary cities, where police don't question arrestees about their federal immigration status.
Those cities that engage in sanctuary city policies see a greater crime rate. And really, it's just common sense when you disregard the law. You're basically setting the tone. You just say, look, don't worry, you broke the law, but there are some laws you don't have to worry about following. And I think that that continues to breed criminal activity. New Orleans, I think, by having that particular policy, is only exacerbating the violent crime epidemic that is in that city right now.
Lastly, Landry was asked to comment on his recurrent clashes with Governor John Bel Edwards.
I don't disagree with him. He seems to disagree with what the law is here in Louisiana.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.